In the 34-minute-long speech in which the Democratic senator recounted several personal anecdotes, the central theme of Senator Donnelly's speech was a call to unity in the Senate to meet the challenges facing the country. Donnelly recounted some of his accomplishments during his 4-year term in the Senate.
I was blessed to work with my friend Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin. We worked on legislation called Right to Try. What it means is giving people who are very sick the chance to get medication they needed. We were told, there's no shot. This can't get done. We had 0 votes at the time. When it was done, we had 100. 100. And so a young man from my state, Jordan McClin, has the chance to get the medication he needs now. People all over the nation do. So other kids with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy can also get help. Other people with ALS can also get help. That's the purpose of this job, is we work for them. I was able to get more than 50 provisions signed into law over the past 6 years. It was only possible because I worked together every day with every senator. Friends like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who when the government would shut down, we'd work to end it. We became like a regular group that we had. Every time it shut down, we'd work to open it back up again. And you learn from other members, like Roger Wicker, who I worked together with to end military suicide. We've not been able to end it yet, but we sure work on it every day.
The outgoing Democratic senator also talked about his big advocacy role with then-President Barack Obama. Donnelly recounted helping to save Kokomo's Chrysler transmission plant back when Donnelly was representative of Indiana's 2nd Congressional District.
I had the privilege to represent Kokomo, Indiana, back in 2008-2009 when the economy collapsed. And we had a transmission plant. We build all the transmissions for all the Jeeps in the country there. That's why I drive a Jeep. But those wonderful people, we went from over 5,000 to less than 100. To less than 100. And they counted on us. And we came together. And we said, we can do big things. We can get this done. And President Obama, I told him, Chrysler's going to make it. He said, how do you know? I said, I lit a candle at Mass. Does that work? And he laughed. He said, well, maybe not, but I will give it a shot. You have to have faith in the people of this country, that if you give them a fair shot, they can get it done. And as an institution, we came together, Democrats, Republicans. My friend Fred Upton from Michigan lives right across the line. Together, we got it done. That plant that had over 5,000 people working there, and then less than 100 when we crashed, has over 9,000 there today because we looked at each other and said, it's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about making sure that mortgages can be paid, that these people won't lose their houses, that we can continue to make great products here in this country.
Donnelly devoted parts of his speech yesterday on the Senate floor to support the Affordable Care Act, Veterans Affairs, and combating the national opioid epidemic. Donnelly criticized what he called a lack of effort to deal with the federal budget deficit. He further criticized President Donald Trump's tax cuts, which were signed into law late last year. Donnelly says those measures exacerbate the national deficit.
At the end of next year, 2019, the deficit is going to $23 trillion. It is on an unstoppable course unless we do something here to be at $30 trillion. And so what did we do here? We passed a tax cut. Because what's another $1.5 trillion? A tax cut at a time when we have a full employment economy, a strong economy. We pass a tax cut, and we're now running in a great economy over a $1 trillion deficit every year. If we can't balance our books now, when are we ever, ever going to do this? And right now, we're on a course that within 10 years, the interest payment will be almost $1 trillion a year in interest, which is unsustainable.
Donnelly called on his Senate colleagues to do their best to address the significant challenges facing the nation.
The rhetoric, the divisive rhetoric, the political campaigns, increasingly funded by tens of millions of dollars, anonymous dark money interests, is really doing damage to this country. Our obligation as public servants is to leave a country for our children and grandchildren that's in better shape than we got it. It's the most basic promise that we make. But we have a deficit right now, $21.8 trillion. I had a look because it was, I think, 21.7 yesterday. This deficit is going to destroy everything we're trying to do in this country. And we have done next to nothing to address it. So Wimpy's famous saying was, "I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today." That is the American government today. That we do things, we don't pay for any of them, but someday we will. But that someday is this. And so what did we do here? We passed a tax cut. Because what's another $1.5 trillion? A tax cut at a time when we have a full employment economy, a strong economy, we pass a tax cut, and we're now running in a great economy over a $1 trillion deficit every year. If we can't balance our books now, when are we ever, ever going to do this? And right now, we're on a course that within 10 years, the interest payment will be almost $1 trillion a year in interest, which is unsustainable.
Donnelly's call to put partisanship aside for the sake of the nation was echoed in a letter published in the Washington Post today. The letter is written by 44 former U.S. senators, including Indiana Democrat Evan Bay and Republican Richard Lugar. In the opinion piece addressed to current members of the Senate, the authors describe the current political climate as a critical juncture in history. The 44 former senators draw attention to two political developments in particular. Firstly, the culmination of FBI Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's probe into suspected Russian government interference in the 2016 presidential election. And secondly, the former senators also note the importance Democrats' control of the House of Representatives in possibly launching an investigation into impeaching the president. Part of the letter reads, quote, "At other critical moments in our history, when constitutional crises have threatened our foundation, it has been the Senate that has stood in defense of our democracy. Today is once again such a time." Unquote. The letter ends with a plea for current and future senators to ensure that partisanship or self-interest not replace national interest. The letter's authors include 32 Democrats, 10 Republicans, and 2 independents. Donnelly ended his address on the Senate floor yesterday by thanking his colleagues, his family, and Hoosiers for giving him the opportunity to represent them in the nation's Senate.
And I want to thank everyone from my state. What an amazing privilege to represent them. And I remain optimistic about the future of our country, but we have to take these issues seriously. Our country is filled with hardworking, decent people who just want us to do common sense things. I've been privileged to travel all 92 counties, all over my state, all corners of the state. And I think Indiana's best days are ahead, and our country's best days are ahead.
Donnelly's term ends in January. He is replaced by freshman Republican Senator Mike Braun. For WFHB, this is Rasha Kamhawi.